as devotees with anarthas, how much should we importance should we give to astrology, even if it is not favorable or if it is favorable? Does Krishna take control? Yes, astrology is like a weather forecasting device. You could say it tells us, okay, if you're going on this road, you're going to face a storm, you're going to have a slippery road, you're going to have this. It doesn't determine whether an accident is going to happen or not. It doesn't, it simply tells us what we are likely to face. And it helps us to prepare. Now, Srila Prabhupada, in general, was not over-dependent on astrology. He would consult astrologers, but he did not make his bhakti conditional to the practice of astrology. So, many different issues nowadays, how good astrologers are, we don't know. And even if somebody is consulting astrologers, you know, the astrologer is not just astrology is not just just looking at charts. And actually, the two people have to develop a relationship by which they understand each other, and then some guidance can be given. It's just by looking at charts, it's not some kind of, we have to understand, it's not that everything is destined in life. Certain things are destined in life, and certain things may be very, very favorable, very unfavorable. So for major decisions in life, say for example, marriage, or if one has a child, what kind of career the child should pursue. Child has artistic bent of hand, the parents just want the child to go into engineering or medicine. Major incompatibility that should be, at that time if you want to consult astrologers, we can consult. But to consult for every small thing, that can become a problem. Because the astrology, anything that we use, it should be like a aid for our Krishna Bhakti. But the challenge with anything in this world is that instead of an aid, it can become a substitute. That means, instead, when I have a problem, oh, I go to astrology. The astrologer gives me some solution. So, actually, we're going to take center of Krishna. Now, the astrologer can tell us, if we go back to the philosophical perspective, the immediate cause, there's an intermediate cause, there's an ultimate cause. So, now Krishna is ultimately in control of everything. As far as the intermediate cause is concerned, what is happening by certain past karma, astrology can tell us that, to some extent, if the astrologer is experienced enough to give a precise reading. At the same time, it is not that Krishna it is not that Krishna wants us to not use our God-given intelligence, not use our own abilities to make rational decisions. Now, consulting an astrologer should be an aid in our taking responsible decisions. Consulting an astrologer should not be a way of abandoning our responsibility for taking decisions. The astrologer told me, so I do this. Astrologer told me, don't do this, so I don't do it. Shouldn't be like that. Ultimately, it's my life. It's my choice. And even if the astrologer tells me, do this, the astrologer is right. If I don't do the things properly, see, this road is smooth. You drive on this road. Somebody tells us. But if I'm driving drunk on that road, I'm going to meet an accident even if the road is smooth. If this road is going to be very stormy, but if I drive carefully, I might navigate to that road also. So we have to know that astrology is not a substitute for taking responsibility for our life, our decisions. We have to take our decisions responsibly using our God-given intelligence. And as an aid, we can use astrology. And we shouldn't let our relationship with Krishna or service to Krishna become dependent on astrology. Whatever happens, we keep serving Krishna. Specific important things in our life, we can consult astrologers. There are different devotees who have different takes on this. Because Prabhupada, he did talk in scriptures about, as if there's a lot of reference to astrology, but practically, Prabhupada did not depend too much on astrology. So, in terms of the way he encourages devotees to take, shall take advice of astrology. So, it's more a matter of seeing that as an aid to our taking responsibility. If we feel that, yes, this will help me and I would like to have some kind of forecast, it's good, we can take it. It's helpful. But we shouldn't make it as a substitute for taking responsibility for our own decisions.